I'm Henry Brigman. We're taking a break from our normal activities on Sweet Home PCB to give you a special series on fraud prevention and the steps that you need to take to keep your information safe. We're starting off with an area of fraud that I personally watch daily. Here in the U.S., three states lead the country in mortgage fraud. Florida is in that top three, along with New York and New Jersey. Six of the top 15 U.S. metro areas in application fraud are also here in Florida. Thankfully, not here in our area. What we're focusing on in this episode, real estate and title fraud, what we do to stay clear of it, and the warning signs for you and I to watch for. We've got our team from North Florida Title in the studio with us to talk about their insights, and I'll have an update on the danger of public charging stations. Sweet Home PCB starts now. We welcome our experienced friends from North Florida Title Company. They have helpful information on how we protect you in a transaction and things you need to watch for when buying or selling real estate, not only here in the panhandle of Florida, but anywhere around the world, really. So right now, let's let them introduce themselves so you know a little bit more about them.
Hi, this is Judy, and I'm with North Florida Title. I am the Director of Operations, and I run North Florida Title in the state of Florida. And we have a fantastic office in the Panhandle, and I'm going to let our senior closer introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jana Elliott. I'm here in Panama City Beach, and I'm a licensed title agent here.
We've all heard of suspected fraud when it comes to real estate, especially in transactions. So, Judy, please tell us an example of one that you've recently encountered.
I recently encountered a fraud where a seller had sold a property and it wasn't the seller, and the buyer actually moved in, and it wasn't until we did the next transaction that we realized the person who sold the property was not the actual seller, but the buyer was covered under their owner title insurance policy, and we got everything straightened out.
Now, what are the measures that you take to prevent fraud in business operations?
We send all wire instructions through a secure portal. We do not change our wire instructions. We make sure that the buyers call us to verify before they send any money. We call them and verify that they have the correct wire instructions. The sellers, we do not take the wire instructions by email. They either have to hand write it at the closing table or call us with it. And then we also double check through a program called Closing Lock, and it verifies that that account number does belong to that person, because we understand the sellers definitely need their proceeds.
Absolutely. If you could imagine the amount of money that they're putting down, and I forgot the numbers yesterday, exactly how many millions of dollars just in the state of Florida that have been lost in fraud cases like that. People at the last minute get this little email saying, oh, please send the money to this location. The simple truth of the matter is you don't change that information. And I highly, highly recommend that absolutely no member of the real estate family even touches that. That needs to be directly between the buyer, seller, and your title agent.
That is correct. We will only send wiring instructions to the buyer, and we will only contact the sellers with their wiring information. So I recommend that agents do not ask the sellers for their information, to let the title company gather all the correct information so that we can verify it to make sure that everything is kosher and everyone has the correct funds that need to be wired or wired out.
One of the things you have to do daily, and I know Jana does this all the time, is making sure that the client's personal and financial information is secure. What are some steps that you take care of?
First of all, we have to verify their identity, because sometimes people, you know, tend to pretend being someone else. So that very helpful tool we have, our secured portal, because we're asking them to upload their ID. So we can verify it's them. We can see their full name. And the same as Judy just mentioned, we're trying to confirm their account numbers and all their wire information by the phone, actually talking to them. And once they come in person, just to make sure they sign everything and confirm all correct.
And just like we mentioned before about that situation where you had the fake seller, we've had a lot of those. Even here in Bay County, I've noticed even on the road I live on, there was a vacant piece of land that automatically, boom, somebody, I won't say who, whatever, because I'm not going to embarrass that agent, but apparently they got one of those calls that said, hey, I want to sell this. And they were just different steps. And sometimes people get in a hurry. Because here's the big, not really secret in real estate. We don't get paid until the transaction closes. Everything is out of our pocket until that point. Well, unfortunately, when you get a little bit careless or maybe a little extra excited about a deal coming in, you skip a few steps. You don't need to do it. Don't do it. I know that identifying the proper individuals in a real estate transaction is absolutely a must, especially with those fake sellers. A vacant land is primarily the big thing where they go to the courthouse and they see what it all is. They see what happens with people that are not living here. So they don't see the sign going up. They don't see all this other stuff. Walk us through the process on how you make sure that we are dealing with the real buyers and sellers.
For the buyers, when they come in to closing, we already have their ID uploaded. So we ask them for a second form of ID, and it could be a health insurance card, or that way we know that the ID that was uploaded, and then we catch them off guard when we ask for like a library card or voter. Usually, if it's fraud, they don't have that second ID. For the sellers, we always try to communicate by phone to that seller. So if the telephone number is in Switzerland or in Africa, then red flags are going to come up and we know it's not the sellers.
You have to stay up to date on the latest schemes, of course. One way to do that is listen to this podcast. We do that a lot. There are some other ways that you keep up with us. How do you know what's out there right now and what may be coming down the road?
We do a title search, number one, and that gives us everything that's out there on that piece of property. We are kept updated with seminars and continuous education classes. Florida is number three in the whole country for fraud, so we are very, very careful to dot our I's and cross our T's on every single transaction. Usually when you are rushing, that's when fraud happens because you're just like you said, you're going to skip certain steps. So we have protocols in place at North Florida Title. So in case fraud happened, we know exactly what to do and how to stop it.
We're talking to our friends, Judy and Gianna, here at North Florida Title Company, just down the hall from Sweet Home PCB in our studio here at Keller Williams Success Realty. So there's many advantages of using North Florida Title. It's nice to be able to just walk down the door and ask a quick question. But what are some other things that makes it beneficial to work with your title company?
I have 37 years experience, so you can call me at any time and I will make sure to find an answer for you on any title problems you have and call your closer. She would do a pre-listing search. So that way, when you take a listing, you know ahead of time if there's any judgment or probate meets to be done or if it's in foreclosure. And that could actually save your deal because you can talk to the sellers about it because they may be too embarrassed to tell you. Shauna is very experienced. She's used to work in a bank, so she has that end of it also. We communicate with our buyers, our sellers, and our agents all through the transaction. We answer all our emails and we're very customer service oriented.
Yeah, I would like to add, you know, for the buyers' convenience, we have the special app where they just scan QR code on their phone and send us earnest money deposit, skipping their bank and banking fees, which is like, and we see this money right away and we send in them receipt and everything is covered. Everyone knows that, you know, all due diligence already, all the, you know, it's met. And I think it's very convenient for everyone, all the parties. Plus, as you just said, I'm down the hall. You can always come, ask the questions. If I have something to ask you, I can also come to you. And it's just faster. And we can perform the closing here at the office too. So you don't need to travel. But if we need to, I can travel. We have three offices here in Panama City, Panama City Beach, two offices, one closer to 30A. So I can go there. I'm authorized notary public, and I can go everywhere for just customers' convenience.
We have a lot of out-of-state buyers, especially for condos. And a lot of times we have to send those out. So you have ways of doing that as well.
I wanted to say, yes, if it's a cash deal, it's very easy. We can do it electronically. They don't even need to come here. If it's mail out, we have ability to order a mobile notary through our secure portal, and they will come to the customer's office or home, whatever they want, at the time what they choose, and everyone, you know, happy with that. And it's not a big price for that. Usually it's like $150, $200 per mobile notary.
You know, when you're doing a cash deal, of course, in real estate, we always say cash is king. Well, it is very easy. Of course, we also have to verify the funds and all that. It does cut out a few things that people don't think about, and that is really the lending fees.
Yes, sir. That's like what just we were talking about. There is no mortgage tax. There is no intangible tax they have to pay. They don't need to pay recording fees for the mortgage. They don't need to pay lender's title policy. So it saves a lot of money.
Yes.
Plus all this.
Let's give an example that we talked about in yesterday's class that we had at CPAR, where an individual decides they don't need to have title insurance. And somehow, some way, or somebody in the family that no one's ever heard about comes in and takes a claim on that. And they didn't buy the title insurance. What happens to that buyer?
If they don't have title insurance, we're not going to protect the buyer. We're not going to try to fix the claim. They're not going to be covered, and they'll probably lose the home. If you have title insurance, then we will do our research, and you are covered by title insurance, which is a one-time fee that covers you for the life that you own the property, because it's a big investment. So it covers a lot of unrecorded mortgages, missing heirs, foreclosure that was done improperly, and what we're talking about today, it covers you on fraud.
Fraud is one of the biggest areas that we have to deal with financially in the entire country. And again, with the state of Florida being number three, we really have to take those extra steps to make sure that we are protecting you throughout your transactions, whatever you may be, whether you're the buyer, the seller, the lender, the title agent. We're doing all together. We're working together to make sure that you're taken care of the best we can. Using the title insurance really does help you with fraud prevention.
It does. If you don't have title insurance, you have no protection whatsoever. I had a closing about a year ago. The seller brought in his wife that really wasn't his wife. Well, when they went to go sell the property, the wife, through wife, says, I never got my proceeds from this closing, and I still have an interest in the property. They had title insurance, so everything was covered, and we were able to pay the correct wife the proceeds. And then the new buyers were able to sell with no money out of their pocket.
That's a big plus right there. You know, having that peace of mind and being able to protect yourself, because people seem to come out of the woodwork. Whether you are buying a home, selling a home, win the lottery, it's amazing how many people just pop up and they want to stake a claim.
Yes. The other parties in a transaction, there's the real estate agent, there's the buyers, there's the sellers. Are you talking about if it's going through probate?
Any of that.
Oh,
situation.
Okay. Yeah. If it's going through probate, you have to make sure that all the heirs were contacted. You had to make sure that the probate style is correct. If it went through foreclosure, you have to make sure it's a certain style of foreclosure and that everyone was contacted. Especially Panama City being a military town, foreclosures for militaries is different. So you have to make sure that it was done properly. Otherwise, when you buy that property, that person who got foreclosed on still has an interest in the property and eventually going to pop up and say, hey, this wasn't foreclosed correctly and this is my house.
We have to keep in mind a lot of changes are happening in the state of Florida. We have new condo laws that we'll be talking about in the near future. We have to make sure that we're watching, you know, dotting every I, crossing every T. And when they have information on the estoppel, maybe we should explain what an estoppel really is.
An estoppel will show you exactly if you're in a homeowners association, if there's any violation. Maybe the house is painted wrong. Maybe they had the wrong flowers in the flower bed. It's going to show you everything. It's going to show you any outstanding dues. It's going to tell us if the dues are paid monthly, semi. It's going to tell us the amount of the dues. It's going to tell us if there's any judgments out there or any lawsuits out there against the association.
And that could affect your lien.
If it's not covered by the homeowners association insurance company, then you have a problem.
Mm-hmm. And I think you've noticed between all of North Florida that this area, Panama City Beach, on through Destin and Pensacola, we are a little bit different when it comes to condos. Really, Panama City Beach and Miami are very similar because of the fact we've got a lot of non-warrantable condo tails. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of these things that the average lender will not touch.
That is definitely true. So when you're buying a condo, make sure you have a great agent like Henry. He's going to steer you to correct lender that's going to lend money on the condo.
Yeah, it's not because we're trying to tell you to use one of our people. I don't make money off of anything that comes with your deal with your lender. I absolutely refuse anything. Maybe a Big Mac every now and then or some Chick-fil-A nuggets when they come by to tell us about the latest program. But, you know, I don't get anything off of that. I don't get anything off of sending you to a vendor. I don't get anything off of sending you to a title company because I want to make sure that I'm doing what's best for my clients. And there are probably several thousand real estate agents here or realtors, because we're part of these the different associations, CPAR, ECAR, Gulf Franklin, our friends over in Pensacola and Navarre Beach. Well, that's over 10,000 agents with just those. We try to be fair and honest, and sometimes mistakes are made, so we have to watch for that, and we all work together. Sometimes you see mistakes that happen that are just purely accidental. We're concerned today dealing with fraud and to make sure that we're watching out for fraud. Do you have any last advice on things that people should look for just in case?
Look at your email address. If it looks funny or if it has certain words in it, the number one word that's in the email address that's going to be fraud is kindly.
Kindly.
So, yes. So look at your emails. If it doesn't sound right, pick up the phone. Call the title company. Call your agent instead of just replying back and giving information. Never give out any information over email. Make sure it's a secure portal or us with the title company. Just pick up the phone and call us for your Social Security number instead of putting it in an email, which you should never do. Or if you don't even want to put it in the secure portal, we always will take a telephone call.
And we've got offices around North Florida that if you need to come see us, come see us. We will definitely help you out. And we appreciate both Judy and Jonna for coming in and talking a little bit more about what's going on with North Florida Title Company and talking about this first part of our series on fraud. Let me remind you also, for any business owner, whether you're a real estate agent, if you're in the title company, lender, anything, it's whatever you may be doing. One of the latest frauds we have to watch out for is on Facebook, where you could see someone saying that, and it looks official, and it says your page is about to be deleted. You're about to have all this stuff done. Well, it will be deleted. What's going to end up happening is you click the link, you put in your information, and they now have your username and password and control of your payment pages. For all of us that do advertising on Facebook, if you do that, they take control of your page. They then add new page managers, and they will put advertising from who knows where that you have no control over using your payment account.
Public charging stations are in the news lately. Juice jacking is the new term where consumers will visit airports, hotels, and shopping centers, plugging in their devices, these free public charging stations. Well, you could become a new victim of this juice jacking. It's been coined by hackers to use charging ports to install spyware and steal your data. Bring your own charger. Airport terminals have outlets for you to charge up. Also, protect your data and software. Keep it all up to date. Use a strong, reputable antivirus program. Use very strong passwords. Use a VPN connection. Also, be aware of unsolicited text messages or emails and make online purchases with a credit card, not a debit card, for an extra layer of protection against fraud. Keep in mind, here in the state of Florida, we got a website for that. If you know of any suspicious fraudulent activity, report it immediately. It's fraudfreeflorida.com. cybercrimeinc.com. In the coming weeks, we've got even more on cybercrime. We've also have some details on how you can protect yourself in other areas of fraud. You got to watch out for the internet. It can be your best friend or your worst nightmare. You've been listening to Sweet Home PCB, powered by Keller Williams Success Realty, produced by Beach 95.1. I'm Henry Brigman. We hope to see you again in our next episode as we continue on with Fraud Protection, the special series. Thanks for listening. This is Sweet Home PCB.